if there are more severe charges than just the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels and the cover-up in the bookkeeping in order to make it a campaign contribution, for example, if there's something dealing with tax fraud, that'll make it more difficult for Donald Trump's supporters to say that this is really politically motivated and that it has nothing to do with real politics and has more to do with his personal life. But the other issue is we have a number of other cases coming down the pike. We have, of course, the issue in Georgia with a potential indictment coming soon in that case, where we have obvious election fraud. I mean, they have the smoking gun on it with Donald Trump saying he needs more votes. And then we have the January 6th investigation and the Mar-a-Lago documents investigation. All of these taken together could have a severe impact on the 2024 election.
Now, they could have an effect on the election, but what about his base? All of these allegations have been through the media before, have been out there before and, you know, surfaced many times in many different fashions. And still, they don't seem to budge much. What about that?
Donald Trump's base is and remains strongly committed to him. It's during these problems that he has, when we saw the Mar-a-Lago investigation and now with this indictment, that they really rally behind him even more. And Donald Trump knows this. He's raised over $4 million in a 24-hour period. He knows that he can make himself into the victim and that people will rally around him. That is really good for him in the short run. We know that there's about 28% of Republican voters who said they would even support him if he ran as an independent and they wouldn't vote for the Republican. We think there's about 30 to 40% of the Republican electorate that is strongly committed to Donald Trump. Like he said in 2016, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose a single vote. Those are those Trump-committed voters. So the question is, if more people keep jumping into this race, like Asa Hutchinson just did on the Republican side, they'll be dividing up that anti-Trump vote and actually making it easier for Donald Trump to win the Republican nomination.
How do you see this playing out, particularly for Ron DeSantis? Because the governor of Florida seems to be, even though he hasn't declared, seems to be in a better position than the others. He's garnered a lot more attention. He seems to still be pulling along the Trump base, even though he has distanced himself from Trump. He has also come out publicly in favor of him and more or less getting on the bandwagon of this is a witch hunt. What do you make of that?
Ron DeSantis is in a real difficult position here. First, he came out and said he wouldn't be involved in any extradition of Donald Trump, which was pretty strange. And it's hard to imagine that Donald Trump would hide behind Ron DeSantis in that case. But Ron DeSantis is really fighting for two types of voters, some of Donald Trump's voters and some of the non-Trump voters. And so he has to walk sort of a fine line. To date, he's been trying to walk that fine line by saying, I will give you Trump policies, but I will give you less of the craziness that comes with Donald Trump. But at the same time, he's having some problems with what's happening in Disney and the head of Disney saying he's bad for business. And we've actually seen in the head-to-head polling of Trump versus DeSantis among Republican voters, DeSantis is tanking while Trump is on the rise because of this indictment.
He's on the rise now, but is that sustainable?
No, but Donald Trump knows he can always do something else to punch it back up again. He always has.